The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doug Lucas from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the U.S. Veterans Magazine Spring Edition. But before I do, let me tell you a little bit about me. I was in the Navy from 1975 to 1983. I did my boot camp in Great Lakes. I then went to HTA school, 10 weeks in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and then 10 weeks out in San Diego. My first duty station was the USS Mount Whitney in Norfolk, Virginia. I was there till July of 1979, during which time I met my wife of almost 46 years. She grew up in Norfolk, the only civilian on her block. Also during this time, I did 3 North Atlantic cruises. I re-upped and went to HTC school in San Diego for non-destructive testing, or NDT. I got out in May of 83 and moved here to the Raleigh area. So all in all, I did 8 years in the Navy, and I'm proud of what I did. Now on to the U.S. Veterans Magazine. Description of the cover is a female astronaut in a orangey uniform with her helmet under her arm, right arm, and it will be talking to her, reading that article in a little bit. Excuse me for my fumbling. Message from the editor. Join us for this year's Medal of Honor issue, which honors military heroes who receive the nation's highest military tribute through their bravery and selflessness. The stories of their courage and enduring influence, longtime contributors John Register and Paul Peng deliver powerful insights that demonstrate the power of resilience and a focused mindset. Discover our service dogs of the year, where 4 amazing animal partners profoundly impact veterans' lives. Learn about career progression opportunities by exploring hot jobs for veterans and the evolving landscape of recruitment. For essential hiring information, Meryl Tingsdale, the Unstoppable Dragon Lady, leads our cover story, where she motivates veterans to transcend their limits. Veterans who work in AI, cybersecurity, and STEM fields are prospering because of newly established leadership policies. Capital Technology University trains veterans to enter expanding professional fields. Readers will find this issue filled with motivational content along with professional opportunities and essential resources. First article is called Burnout. Caregiving can take an emotional toll. Learn how DAV caregiver support can help both caregivers and care receivers. For Darlene Hopper, her experience as a caregiver for her husband, Jesse, a service-connected disabled Army veteran, was both predestined and unexpected. Jesse's career in the Army ended prematurely when he was pinned between vehicles during a tactical accident. The crushing force from the collision tore his rotator cuff and damaged his shoulder enough to require reconstructive surgery. He was just never physically the same after the surgery, said his wife, Darlene. After leaving the Army, Jesse worked a variety of jobs, but his physical and mental health continued to decline. In 2014, he started showing signs of neurocognitive issues, and his doctors at the Department of Veterans Affairs soon diagnosed Jesse with early onset of Alzheimer's disease. According to the VA, veterans who have sustained moderate or severe traumatic brain injury or have post-traumatic stress disorder are at a high risk of developing dementia or Alzheimer's. With that diagnosis, Darlene became a full-time caregiver for her husband. As life members of DAV and the auxiliary, I first reached out to DAV, where a benefits advocate helped us revisit his veteran benefits and file for individual unemployability since Jesse could no longer work full-time, Darlene said. As time passed, Darlene continued to care for Jesse and take him to all his medical appointments. The complexity of his physical ailments, compounded by PTSD and Alzheimer's, took an emotional toll on the couple. Darlene experienced fatigue, anxiety, and depression, better known as caregiver burnout. Studies have shown that over 60% of caregivers experience symptoms of burnout, and most do not know where to turn for help. But last October, Darlene learned of a new caregiving resource while watching a presentation from the DAV Auxiliary. This program, DAV Caregivers Support, provides online screening, digital tools, and a personalized plan that fit Darlene and Jesse's needs. Jesse had an upcoming back surgery, but his primary care team at the VA was concerned about his mobility and safety at home post-operation. The Hoppers had some large furniture that needed to be removed before they could proceed with the surgery. And with a referral from DAV Caregiver Support, Darlene was connected with a company that was able to assist. After we set up the caregiver's personalized plan, it is ever-evolving, said Terry Nolan, the Hoppers DAV Caregiver Support Specialist. We set up calls about every 6 weeks to check in and adjust as necessary, but we also informally check in through text as needed. I cannot express how wonderful it is to know that if I need help, all I need to do is reach out to my care specialist and she will let me know if it's possible and will do anything she can to help. Caregiving is a noble and often thankless task, said DAV National Service Director Jim Marzalek. With DAV Caregiver Support, we have the ability to alleviate some of the stresses caregiving can bring, ensure the care receiver can live at home as long as possible, and help the caregiver maintain a high quality of life. Are you a veteran caregiver or caregiver for a veteran? Learn more at DAV Caregiver Support by visiting davcaregivers.org. That's davcaregivers.org. Next article, J.D. Vance unveils agenda for supporting veterans. At the 2025 presidential inauguration, Senator J.D. Vance, a former Marine who served in Iraq in 2005, delivered a compelling vision for supporting U.S. veterans. Too often, the men and women who have borne the cost of our nation's freedom return home to a system that fails them. That ends now, Vance declared during his speech. This promise wasn't just rhetoric. It was the launchpad for a detailed agenda aimed at revolutionizing how America treats its veterans. Central to Vance's plan is a bold overhaul of the Department of Veterans Affairs, VA. He has proposed increasing funding to modernize VA hospitals, many of which are operating with outdated infrastructure. More importantly, Vance emphasized the need for greater accessibility, advocating for mobile health care units to reach rural veterans who are often left out of traditional care networks. It's unacceptable that the nearest VA facility for some veterans is hours away, he said. We need to bring care to them, not the other way around. Vance also highlighted his intention to expand mental health services. He underscored the importance of tackling the stigma surrounding mental health in the military community and proposed a robust network of peer support counselors embedded within the VA system. Additionally, Vance's plan includes streamlining the disability claims process, which has been notoriously cumbersome for decades. By integrating modern technology and artificial intelligence, he aims to reduce wait times and increase transparency. Beyond health care, Vance's plan places a strong emphasis on economic opportunities for veterans, recognizing that many service members struggle to transition into civilian careers. He pledged to create an initiative dubbed Skills for Service, which will provide comprehensive job training and placement programs tailored to veterans' unique skill set. When our veterans leave the battlefield, they shouldn't have to fight another war just to make ends meet, Vance remarked. will equip them with the tools they need to thrive in the 21st century economy. This initiative will also feature partnerships with private companies offering tax incentives for businesses that hire veterans and invest in their career development. Additionally, Vance plans to advocate for increasing funding to veteran-owned small businesses through grants and low-interest loans. Another key pillar of Vance's vision is addressing the persistent issue of veteran homelessness. During his inauguration speech, he announced a commitment to building 50,000 new units of affordable housing specifically for veterans over the next decade. This effort will be coupled with wraparound services such as job placement, counseling, and substance abuse treatment. Housing is the foundation for rebuilding a life, Vance said. By ensuring every veteran has a roof over their head, we're not just honoring their service, we're restoring their dignity. Vance concluded his remarks with a call for bipartisan cooperation, urging lawmakers to set aside their differences to address these critical issues. Our veterans didn't fight for the red America or blue America, he said. They fought for all of us. It's time we come together to fight for them. As the nation looks ahead to the next 4 years, Vance's agenda for veterans stands as a cornerstone of his political vision. One thing is clear. J.D. Vance has made the well-being of Americans, veterans, a defining priority of his leadership. There are several pictures in this article, one where J.D. Vance is at the 121st Air Refueling Wing on May 25th, 23, at Rickenburg Air National Guard Base. Second is he's visiting the same refueling base, walking with the commander. And then the third picture is Vance during his swearing-in ceremony. A look into service members' career in cybersecurity. Many of the skills that veterans gain during service can be transferred into any civilian career. However, for some careers, what you do while on active duty can further prepare you for life outside the military. This is especially true for the Marine Corps. Communications officer Carly Donner, who combined her love for STEM with a military career in cybersecurity. We had the privilege of speaking with Donner to discuss cybersecurity transitioning and how they complement each other. I was commissioned from the Navy Academy in 2018 and became a Marine Corps communications officer. At my first two units in Okinawa, Japan, I held several different communications billets, ending with being a battalion S6 and supporting voice, data, and radio communications for command elements in Japan while supporting countries up to the top secret level. Currently, I am the executive officer for recruiting station Salt Lake City. We have one of the largest geographical recruiting areas in Marine Corps Recruiting Command, covering 265,000 square miles and six states. I supervise a broad range of programs, including NROTC scholarship facilities, budget, marketing, and community outreach, schools, relations, admin, and more. Given my current billet and my crazy travel schedule, I needed a master's program with flexibility. Western Governors University had one of the few master's programs that was entirely adaptable to my schedule while offering IT certificate vouchers embedded within the program. It allowed me to stay relevant in my primary MOS even with an impacted schedule. I have always been interested in STEM fields and majored in systems engineering, now called robotics and control systems engineering, in college. When I became a Marine Corps officer, I chose communications because I enjoyed understanding the technical side of how IT actually worked. It is a versatile MOS that everyone relies on and needs. While I am still on active duty, I think the Marine Corps has provided me with a great baseline to be successful in cybersecurity and IT, both in the military and once I leave the service, especially if I decide to stay in the same field. I have been through several MOS-related courses through the Marines and received vouchers to obtain my Security Plus and Network Plus certificates. As a communications officer, I gained the on-job experience by leading dozens of Marines, managing numerous networks, and operating and maintaining hundreds of expensive and sensitive equipment pieces. In addition, without having to touch my GI Bill, I used tuition assistant military benefits to pay for my cybersecurity master's with Western Governors University. Finally, the networking and condition skills I have developed by working with numerous organizations, commands, and agencies are well developed from my diverse military experiences. If I leave the service tomorrow, I have no worries about being well prepared to succeed in the civilian sector. I have seen many Marines with and without prior IT experience choose their career path once they separate. I think many veterans like cybersecurity and IT because they develop skills in fixing things and making things work in the military, which translates well to troubleshooting similar problems outside the military. The military also stresses the importance of not only physical security, but also electronic and cybersecurity, which applies to any business or operation on the civilian side. Cybersecurity is a very dynamic field. The technology, practices, and equipment are constantly changing, so you will never get bored, and you will continually learn new things and find better ways to get things done. For transitioning veterans interested in cybersecurity and IT, in order to get the best opportunities, aim to obtain industry-recognized IT certificates, on-the-job experience, and higher education in the fields before you transition. It is an extremely technical field, so having all three of these things will ensure that you are the most competitive. Launching a thriving post-military career. G.R. Gill, CEO and co-founder of Lennox VIP Global, a luxury transportation company, has transformed the discipline and skills he developed in the military into a thriving business career. His journey from soldier to entrepreneur offers valuable insight for veterans looking to navigate the challenging transition from military service to the civilian workforce. As a leader of a company dedicated to excellence and high standards, Gill credits much of his success to the traits he developed in the Army. The discipline, leadership, and problem-solving skills from my time in the Army have been instrumental in my business career, he explains. These traits foster a resilient mindset and a strategic approach to challenges, allowing me to uphold high operational standards and lead my team effectively. For veterans interested in building a post-military career, Gill believes finding a personal passion is a strong starting point. After his service, he discovered a love for travel and luxury experiences, which ultimately became the foundation for Lennox VIP Global. For veterans exploring new interests, I'd say start with what you enjoy and take time to build a niche that in that area, he advises. Keep learning and experimenting along the way. Transitioning from military to civilian life presented Gill with a set of challenges. He faced an initial culture shift and had to learn the intricacies of running a civilian business. Building a community and seeking mentorship were critical to navigate these changes. He advises veterans to find supportive networks and mentors, especially within the veteran community, to gain insights into civilian industries. Connecting with fellow veterans and industry professionals helped me understand my new career path, he reflects. Veteran networks are particularly valuable, offering both camaraderie and connections that can open doors. For Gill, launching Lennox VIP Global began with a distinct vision. His progression from idea to execution involved extensive industry research, strategic partnerships, and a relentless focus on quality. Networking also played a pivotal role for those transitioning. He emphasizes the importance of building genuine connections. Effective networking isn't just about enhancing businesses' cards. It's about fostering relationships that add value and support mutual growth, he notes. Starting a business, however, is not without hurdles. Gil faced challenges securing funding, navigating competitive markets, and establishing a foothold in the luxury travel industry. He believes resilience is key, and his military experience taught him to adapt to setbacks with a positive outlook. His advice to veterans includes three strategies. Number one, embrace adaptability. Staying flexible enables you to overcome unexpected challenges and capitalize on new opportunities. Number two, commit to lifelong learning. Continuously acquiring new knowledge keeps you relevant and equipped for changing environments. Number three, stay focused on long-term goals. Maintaining a clear vision can align your action and decisions toward achieving your ultimate objectives. Throughout his career, Gil has experienced many success stories emphasizing the value of preparation and perseverance. Securing his first major contract while competing against established industry players was a turning point, reinforcing the power of dedication and teamwork. This achievement validated our hard work and community. This achievement validated our hard work and commitment to excellence, he says. The journey was challenging, filled with obstacles and uncertainties, but it showed me that preparation and perseverance always paid off. Gil's story underscores how veterans can leverage their military skills to excel in any field. Strategic thinking, leadership, and the ability to perform under pressure are traits veterans often possess, qualities that are invaluable in business and beyond. To my fellow veterans, I encourage you to harness these strengths, he urges. Your experiences have equipped you to confront complex challenges and lead with integrity. As he reflects on his journey, Gil's message to veterans is one of empowerment. Chase your passions with unwavering determination. The shift from military to civilian life is an opportunity to redefine your identity and purpose. Embrace this transition with the same courage and commitment you demonstrated during your service. Master the art of the follow-up. How to stand out after submitting your job application. Applying for jobs is rewarding work, but there are a few points in the application process where you feel like you should have heard something, anything, on your application status. First of all, relax. Take a beat, take a breath, and remember that you could be one of dozens, if not hundreds, of candidates applying for that same job. Processing that number of qualified applicants can take some time, so patience is paramount. If you're still uncertain and want to reach out, follow these helpful tips on when and how to follow up with a hiring manager. You'll get your answers, and they'll appreciate that you made the effort. Everyone has a different criterion for following up with job applicants. Some companies may take a few days, while others will take several weeks. If there is no timeline stated during the application process, it is usually safe to do a check in about a week or two after submitting. When reaching out, remember to keep your email professional and positive. Inquire about where you stand in the process or if the hiring team needs any more information. If they decided you didn't make the cut, ask if there was anything more you could have done or something that helped other candidates stand out. Accept any feedback graciously, and remember that any information they provide can help better your chances next time. As you move into the interview phase of the hiring process, most of the communication will be flowing in one direction, to you, rather than from you. answer promptly, but more importantly, answer thoroughly. However, an email after the interview is a great way to recap the experience and provide a positive reminder of your interactions with the hiring manager. While it won't guarantee you the job, the extra effort has made more than one candidate shine. When reaching out, send a quick thank you note to the hiring manager in the first few days following your interview. Keep it short and professional. Include something you learned during the interview to show your interest and that you were paying attention, and close by thanking them for their time and saying you look forward to speaking with them again soon. It's important to remember that the hiring timeline can be affected by any number of factors. The number of positions to be filled, the need for the position, and even the number of candidates can slow down or speed up the process. Still, the wait can be stressful, and you may be tempted to write off your chances if you don't hear anything. However, reaching out for more information can be just the thing to put your mind at ease. In the weeks following your interview, send a brief email to the hiring manager. Remember to continue being brief, interested, polite, and positive, leaving the door open to any additional information or clarification. While going through the interview process and not securing a job can be discouraging, it doesn't mean you are not capable of finding the right career for you. Keep your head up and keep putting your skill set into the world. Your job opportunity is waiting. Why veterans should consider the aviation industry. Transitioning from military service to a civilian career can feel daunting for many veterans. However, the aviation industry presents a compelling opportunity for those seeking a challenging and rewarding post-service career. Veterans possess a unique blend of skills, discipline, and experience that make them particularly well-suited for the demanding role of an airline pilot. Here's why veterans should consider aviation. Veterans can bring a wealth of transferable skills to the aviation industry, making them exceptional candidates for piloting roles. Military service instills qualities that align closely with the demands of an airline pilot, including technical proficiency, familiarity with operating complex machinery and systems translates well to managing modern aircraft, leadership and teamwork. Veterans often excel in collaborative environments, which is essential for effective cockpit communications and teamwork. Decision-making under pressure. Military training emphasizes calm, informed decision-making, which is critical during high-stress flight situations. Attention to detail. Meticulous procedural adherence and safety protocol compliance are second nature to veterans. These skill positions veterans' success in the cockpit, where precision, leadership, and the ability to remain composed under pressure are vital. One of the most significant advantages for veterans entering the aviation industry is the streamlined certification process. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Salute a Veteran Every Day. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Doug Lucas, reading for the North Carolina Reading Services. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired.